researchers found and followed more than 2,000 struggling families who were living in shelters in a dozen cities. Nashville wasn't one of them, but it's from here that Vanderbilt professor Mary Beth Shin co-led the study. She says the group found that the best way to help is to give families a steady housing subsidy. This is typically a federal voucher that allows poor families to choose where to live and then helps pay for rent and utilities.
The idea is that you make housing affordable and families will get whatever other services they might need out of the community, out of mainstream services that would be available to everybody, not just to families that are homeless.
Other efforts that try to be more holistic, offering counseling or treatment for other problems, ended up being more expensive but less helpful. It was something of a surprise to Shin, who's been in the field for 30 years, that focusing only on housing and utilities worked better. Once in stable housing, families were better able to address everything.
Housing subsidies reduced separation of children from mothers. They reduced foster care placements. And housing subsidies reduced substance use. They reduced intimate partner violence. They reduced psychological distress. So many things that are presumed to cause homelessness were actually reduced by housing subsidies.
Researchers found success at keeping people out of shelters and stopping them from moving as often or doubling up in homes with other families. Now Shin, along with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, will continue to track some of these families for another 3 years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.